Thank you for joining us on EZ's Community Focus, a look at the issues that matter in South Florida and the people and organizations that are making a difference. I'm Ellen Jaffe. Throughout the summer, we're talking to local food pantries that are providing meals to our neighbors in need. Now, most of us are aware that hunger exists on a grand scale in third world countries, but we're kind of less exposed to what's really going on and how hunger impacts our own community, children and seniors in particular. With us today to share information about hunger in South Florida, the need for help, and what we can do is Susan Bagelman, director of the We Care Food Pantry, a part of the Soref JCC and Plantation. Susan, welcome.
Thank you.
And
thank
also you. Jessica Shine, director of PR and marketing for the JCC.
Hi.
So the JCC has been serving the community for more than 35 years now, and we're going to go into detail about the We Care Pantry, but can you just give us an overview of the full range of services at the JCC?
At the Soref JCC, we offer preschool special needs. We also have adult services. We offer assistance for senior citizens who are deaf, programs for them, as well as scholarship programs and our food pantry.
And I understand it's all very inclusive. That's one of the key things.
Yes, inclusion is our thing. And also, we also offer after-school programs, too, not just in our facilities, but throughout Broward County.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. And summer camp?
Summer camp.
Is that something that's still an option? Is it too late to sign up?
No, summer camp is available. We are only in week three of 9 weeks, so we have three locations. Two in Coral Springs and our main campus in Plantation.
And does someone have to be religious, Jewish, observant?
No, we offer our services to anybody. We do not discriminate against race, creed, gender, anything like that. We believe in the community, and that is why we're here.
Okay, and that is part of that inclusivity, which also includes, as you mentioned, the special needs programs.
Yes.
But one of the things that we really want to focus on, as I said, we've learned that hunger is a concern in our community. And in the summer, it's an even bigger need because people are vacationing. We have snowbirds who are in and out. And the same time that donations are going down, the need is going up because children are out of school, so they're not getting those free meals. So, Susan, can you tell us about the genesis of the We Care Pantry, how that came about?
The We Care Pantry started in the late 70s in the community around where the JCC is located now. And it actually started in some of the local condominiums. And they started where people were helping a neighbor if they were ill or something happened. They had to go to a doctor. They ran into some problems. Then when the JCC opened their campus in 1979, they started a small shelf in somebody's office if somebody had a need for food.
Just a shelf. Okay.
A little closet, one little pantry shelf in case somebody had a problem. And unfortunately, the need has grown over the years, and our program now helps about 10,000 people a year.
Wow.
And I've been running this program now for 14 years, and I tell everybody that the best thing that would happen is if I lost my job because nobody was hungry anymore.
Exactly. But 10,000, that's a huge number.
A lot of people.
And that's local.
All Broward County. We work very close with a lot of different social service agencies, with our school social workers, and they refer their clients to us because we don't have a social worker on staff. I'm a community outreach person. Mm-hmm. I will refer people to other agencies or caseworkers where they can get extra assistance. Very often the need for food is just one part of what people need. Mm-hmm. We'll help them, give them information to apply for assistance, for food stamps. So we work with, besides the school social workers, we have caseworkers with the VA, okay, with Broward Elderly and Veterans, with some of our mental health agencies, Henderson Behavioral Health and Archways. We work closely with JAFCO, which helps children who are abused and neglected. We work with women in distress, again, women who are abused. We work with Care Resource, which helps people who are affected with HIV or AIDS. So it runs the gamut of Hispanic unity. So we help everybody. Like Jessica said, we're a not-for-profit, so we assist anybody in need in the community. But part of our mission is based on Jewish values, which is this expression called tikkun olam, which means repairing the world.
Mm.
So that's part of our mission, and that's helping anybody who needs assistance, who's in need. So we have some of our clients are Holocaust survivors. We have a lot of seniors in our community who are living on a fixed income and were affected greatly by the downturn in the economy several years ago, and they don't have the time or the resources to recoup some of that money.
It's a really different picture from what I think a lot of people might imagine, is that it's homeless people, and that's where it ends.
Right.
And that's, you're talking about people who live in homes, who either have some kind of income, but it's just not enough to cover the main needs.
Exactly. And we call a lot of these people food insecure. Okay. A lot of people we serve we call the working poor. People who come to WeCare or the caseworkers that pick up for clients, we're not feeding people. There are other agencies in the county that have soup kitchens that help feed people. We see people by appointment. We're open 3 days a week so that we can give everybody some individual time and attention. And because, as Jessica also stated, we have camp programs and after-school programs on our campus, so we like to know who's coming there,
right,
and that we're prepared that we have enough items and product for the people when they come to us. And a lot of our seniors, I've been saying, are living on a fixed income. Many people can't afford food and their medications. I've seen people that tell me they skip medications because they can't pay for them.
Or the pill splitting,
And the families that we help, very often have at least one working adult, but we all know the cost of living, of either paying rent or a mortgage, keeping your lights on, putting gas in your car, and if they have children, they need their children to be someplace safe while they are working.
Right.
And there are many places where it costs more to put a child in daycare for a year than it does to send a child to a state university.
Right.
So these are expenses. So what happens, they pay these expenses, and at the end of the month, there's sometimes not enough left for enough food. So that's the budget that they, the money that they'll play with, and that's what we're there. What we give people, we say, is a supplement. So we pack bags of groceries, of non-perishable food.
Okay, so you're not going out. Like you said, it's not a soup kitchen. People aren't coming in eating where you are. Nor are you delivering meals that are already cooked. It's groceries.
Correct.
Okay.
Right.
And, I saw something on the website, which, of course, we'll mention, is sorefjcc.org, sorefjcc.org, where it was giving some facts about hunger locally and globally, and also that you work with 19 different food pantries and 4 food banks. What's the difference between a pantry and a bank?
A food bank will supply food to the food pantry.
Okay.
The pantries, the ones, and a food closet, which is just a smaller version, they're the people that work directly and distribute to the people.
Okay.
So that's the difference. So we're part of the South Florida Hunger Coalition.
Okay. And what is that? Who's part of it?
It's a group of all feeding programs, some of the hospital districts, all different agencies, anybody in the county who's involved in addressing the issue of hunger, because we know there are two segments of our population that are at the most risk, our seniors and our children, who are the most risk for health problems if they're not getting the right nutrition, and our children, when they have empty stomachs, they don't have the energy to focus, to engage, to learn, and to grow.
So this is much more than just having your stomach is growling. We're talking about issues of health that come along with this, issues of socialization, education. So there's a domino effect from not having enough to eat. How serious is the problem? You said you serve 10,000 a year. Between all of these pantries and the South Florida Hunger Coalition, how many people are you reaching?
Honestly, it's very hard to say, because there are a lot of people out there who are sometimes too proud to ask.
Okay.
So we can't always identify the people. I can tell you that and I don't like to do a lot of statistics, but 5% of Broward County population is food insecure. That's almost 282,000 people who not knowing where they'll get their next meal.
Oh my God.
That's in Broward. And I have to, and when you said about a third world country or a homeless person, I'm telling you they're your neighbors. They're the kids your kids sits next to in school. They could be, they're going to look like our parents or grandparents, people we work with. It runs the gamut, and you wouldn't know. And that so many people are, like I said, struggling and don't know where they're going to get their next meal.
Do people, do you have minimum requirements for someone to come and get food from the We Care pantry?
No, we don't. And like I said before, I'm not the social worker.
Right.
So I don't really do intake.
Okay.
I rely on the caseworkers to refer their clients to us who have an ongoing need. But anybody can get assistance.
Okay.
So anybody that would call our phone number,
which is
954-792-6700, we will make an appointment. We will not turn anybody away. So we will help anybody with food. And if they do, again, have an ongoing need, and sometimes I'll get people that are just having an emergency. Maybe they lost their job and they need a couple of months till they get back on their feet. So then I will make a determination.
Right. So it's a stopgap if it needs to
hopefully
be.
Hopefully it's, again, yes.
Right, temporary. But for people who need it on a longer-term basis, that's okay too.
Of course, because we're people that are disabled, and we know their situation's not going to change. Some of our elderly who are not, you know, their income, their circumstances aren't going to be improving. Okay. I had a couple, they were seniors. They came to me, and I have people that cry on my shoulder that want to talk, and I always have an ear to listen. They were doing okay on their retirement, and then the wife became ill, and they had to hire an aide. And mm-hmm. before they know it, all their savings were gone.
Wow.
And people say to me all the time, I never thought I'd have to be here. I never thought I'd have to do this.
This is such a great warning, you know, to younger people who think that, you know, you have the world in your hands and nothing, how all of us have that perception, nothing will happen to me. It's always someone else. But things happen. Can you tell us some more stories about people that you've served where it's just a surprise that they hadn't expected that their life would be like this?
Well, we've had a family that came after the earthquake in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
South parts of Broward County have a large Haitian population, so some family members were coming here. I had a man that came with his sister that had two or three or four children. I don't remember. Her husband, and they came up here from Haiti. Her husband went to work that morning, and then she hadn't heard from him because the earthquake hit. Fortunately, it does have a nice outcome because a couple months later, when they did come back because they were still here, he was okay.
Oh, thank goodness.
Which was a good story because it happened to so many other people that it wasn't a good story. I had a gentleman, we helped him a couple years ago with some furnishings and things for his home. He was disabled. And he was caring for his son. His wife passed away. He had been a recovering addict. He was doing very well. But we found out that he and the son were sleeping on a pull-out couch. They didn't really have towels. They just needed a lot of things. And we worked with their caseworker. And we have a wonderful volunteers. And the community really comes forward when help is needed. And we were able to get two twin beds donated for them and all kinds of furnishings. There's a organization called In Jacob's Shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They donated shoes for the family. Somebody did linens, and it was just an amazing outpouring to help him get back on his feet. And, you know, one less thing to worry about, you know, for his child. So we have success stories like that all the time.
I love that it's so collaborative instead of competitive.
Right.
Again, we're speaking with Susan Bagelman, who is the director of the We Care Food Pantry, part of the SORF JCC in Plantation, and Jessica Shine, the director of PR and marketing for the JCC. They have a number of services at the JCC that are inclusive, particularly for children with disabilities, adults with disabilities, after-school programs, summer camp programs. But what we're focusing on today is the pantry, because we understand that the need for food and donations is greater in the summer and the donations go down. With canned food donations, it seems like that's kind of difficult to provide a balanced meal. But you have managed to expand the offerings with this partnership with United Way of Broward and Project Lifeline. Tell us about that.
This wonderful program that started several years ago, and Project Lifeline is, again, program of United Way of Broward. Every week we receive a donation of fresh fruits and vegetables that we are able to distribute to our clients to help supplement and improve even more.
Right.
You know, their dietary needs. We get donations also of baked goods from some grocery stores, bread, and some baked goods that we also provide to our clients. The canned goods, again, we want to encourage people to eat more, you know, fresh fruits and vegetables when they can. And a lot of the canned goods, though, we do provide are high in nutrition. We try to do things that are low sodium, and they are nutritious, things that are high in protein. You know, so that, again, you know, I wanted to get back to the children in the summer, because they're, you know, there's such a need that we make sure that the families are able to feed their children,
right,
you know, during the summertime. Because there are about 6% of Broward County children, about 82,000 children, who go to bed hungry at night.
God.
I'm talking about just Broward County.
It's just astonishing.
And during the school year, about 58% of the children in Broward do qualify for free and reduced meals.
Right.
It's an enormous amount of children who now are not getting. And we know some schools, they're providing breakfast now, or
right,
so these children are not getting those extra meals in the summertime. And a lot of people are on vacation in the summer, but hunger does not take a vacation.
No, it certainly doesn't.
You know, we have an outpouring of people who want to donate, and they want to volunteer, and they want to provide things during the holiday time, because that's when we always turn to the need for Thanksgiving and Christmas, and it's wonderful, but especially in the spring.
Yeah.
You know, even this time of year, it's almost as important that we have people donating food items to us, to holding food drives to help us keep our shelves stocked with enough food, because of the amount of families with children that do come during the summertime.
Okay.
And I need food.
I understand that the SNAP guidelines change, too. That's making it more difficult for people to get the SNAP benefits.
The government did cut back on the amount of money, and it's, you know, it's several, I think, billions of dollars over, like, the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we have definitely seen an increase in people needing assistance. But I want you to understand also that there are a number of people who fall through the cracks. They make just a little bit too much to get any kind of assistance, but not enough to get by every month.
Right.
So those are a lot of people who coming to our food pantries who aren't qualifying for that, but just need that extra help because they just can't make ends meet.
And there isn't the working poor, you know.
Exactly. There just isn't enough, and we understand that need. You know, it's not sometimes the perception that people have that anybody who wants food stamps can get food stamps, and it's difficult. The criteria, it's very difficult. It's getting easier to apply. They have more online availability, and we do provide that information. So if people do qualify, we really want them to be able to take advantage, and we will still help people.
Right.
So if we ask them if they're having food stamps, they're sometimes hesitant, because we know one or the other is still not enough.
Right.
We just want to know that if you can qualify, we're going to help you navigate.
You'll help people navigate that whole system.
A little bit.
We mostly give
information, but we will help people or direct them somewhere where they can.
Okay.
We're very fortunate in my pantry right now, because we are receiving a very, very nice, generous grant from the Walmart Foundation.
Wonderful.
Which is helping us really replenish a lot. I don't know if Jessica mentioned before, but the SORF JCC is an umbrella agency of the Jewish Federation of Broward County,
okay,
which encompasses the other the Posnack JCC in Davie, Jewish Family Services, the Cantor Senior Center, JAFCO. So we're part of, and we do get support from Jewish Federation of Broward, and they did help us secure this very generous grant from Walmart.
Okay.
The Walmart Foundation granted us $50,000 this year.
Wow.
So it's a pretty big, and that was with the help of the Jewish Federation of Broward County.
Okay. But again, the people who receive benefits do not have to be
Jewish. They do not. They do
anyone.
Not. Absolutely. They the Federation, the Jewish Federation of Broward County, helps us get these grants with the Walmart Foundation, but we offer our services to anybody and everyone.
Okay. I know that you get donations from the food banks who help the food pantries, but what about individuals or maybe companies that say, I want to help my community? What can they do to assist you?
Helping us to replenish our shelves, hold a food drive, encourage people, whether it's individuals, employees, our BOGOs, especially at grocery stores, are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're buy one, get one, but I like to call buy one, give one.
Love it.
So it's a wonderful habit for even for families to get in, to get used to going to the grocery store, even with their children, buying an item and taking that extra and put it in a grocery bag.
Mm-hmm.
Every week, put an extra item in there. And before you know it, you've filled it with, and help you, children can help select. They can call us. They can bring the donations down themselves, see where it goes. Companies can help, you know, hold food drives as well. And when people travel, some things we like to also give to our clients are toiletry items, soaps, shampoos, even some laundry detergent. These are items
basic
that even
necessities.
People, basic necessities, toilet paper, paper towels that people cannot purchase even if they are getting food stamps. And it helps. The more we can give people to help them, then they have more money to buy other food that they need. So we tell people when they travel, bring back those little samples. You know, we always get things in the mail. Do that and the BOGOs. There's so many ways that people can just, if everyone just did a little bit,
yeah,
it would make such a difference.
And they bring the donations right to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and we can make arrangements. If it's a large enough donation, we can make arrangements to get them picked up as well.
Okay.
Yes, and also we have a drop-off right in our administration building.
Okay, and where's that?
It is 6501 West Sunrise Boulevard in Plantation.
What are the hours?
Our hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 6.
Okay, and I want to clarify, drop-offs you can take anytime.
Anytime, we'll accept them happily.
Okay, although the pantry you have open 3 days a week.
Yes.
Okay, now let's say someone needs assistance. How do they find you? Who do they call? Do they go online?
Absolutely. We have, if you reach us at soarfjcc.org,
mm-hmm.
or you can call us at 792-6700,
okay.
The 954 area code. And we will happily lead you in the right direction. In terms of our We Care food pantry, we will work with you, work with the social workers. And in terms of children, we also offer for less fortunate families, we also offer scholarship programs for them for after school and preschools.
And how does someone get information about the scholarship program?
They
what exactly?
Go ahead and call us. What we would do is we take your information and we work with you, giving you discounted rates to help anybody in need.
There are a couple of other resources that I wanted to share with you in addition to just, you know, calling the JCC because we can always direct you. On your phone, you can call 211.
Yeah, 211 Broward.
Yes, which is first call for help.
Okay.
You can also look, they're also on the web, and they will assist you with resources for any kind of assistance in Broward for any kind of help. They have they have some helplines as well for people. It's a wonderful resource that people should know about. There's also a website for the South Florida Hunger Coalition, which has all our member agencies
okay.
listed on there as well. And 211 Broward is a wonderful resource for any kind of assistance. So they're wonderful.
And for the whole gamut of services that you offer, you mentioned that, you know, you have a lot of volunteers who help with the food pantry. There must be other things that you need assistance with as a nonprofit. What kind of areas can people fill in gaps for you?
Well, we always have we're actually right in front of our facilities. We have clothing donations and shoe drop-offs. We're always taking those donations. It's a box right, like I said, right in front of our facility. We also have many events that we do every year for our donations to We Care and to our scholarship fund. We have a golf classic, which is be our next event. We also have a Women's Book Month where we have an author come in and speak. And our big one is our Humanitarian of the Year event, which just happened in April. And we ended up raising nearly $80,000 in donations. And those go directly to the We Care Food Pantry and the Children's Scholarship Fund. So okay. These are great ways to help. And we take donations year-round. We have a donation tab on our website, which will give you more information on how to donate and what we can do, what we will receive.
Okay, and there's also a whole page with guidelines on how to do a food drive, which I thought was great. You know, for those who've never organized anything, you know, if you think you've got a handful of people who want to help out with you.
Well, as a matter of fact, we actually had a board member who, for her birthday, decided to do a food donation.
I love that.
And she had a birthday party. And all of the canned goods came directly to our pantry.
See, that's where recycling your gifts is the right thing to do.
Yeah, in lieu of
yes,
presents.
Yes,
it's amazing.
That's
it's amazing that what families are doing and their children actually, you know, understand. And they're starting younger and younger to teach them about giving back and helping those that are less fortunate. And it's amazing.
I love that. The modeling for kids, there's nothing better, like you say, than showing them what to do. Or even as you were saying, to when you go grocery shopping, bring them along and show them how you buy one and you give one. And that sets the role for them to continue to do that later on. You had a food pack recently, and you have another one coming up next month. What happens at a food pack?
We have a grant, again this year, that we've been doing for several years from the Children's Services Council of Broward, which is a wonderful agency that oversees funding and implementation of children's programs throughout Broward County. We are working in collaboration with the National Council of Jewish Women on this project, and we, again this summer, are packing 609 family food boxes. So the first event we just had, we did 300 boxes, and they will also include a lot of nutritious food for the children, families to help supplement them over the summer, peanut butter and jelly and macaroni and cheese and cereal and granola bars and some canned meats and tuna.
Oh, so it doesn't all have to be cans. It can
absolutely
just dry goods,
all
non-perishable.
Exactly, yes.
Okay.
So
okay.
Rice and beans, so things that, you know, people can provide more, help them provide more meals for their children. And that's a wonderful, so we just had one we need many volunteers for this event.
How many people does it take to pack 300 boxes?
The more people we have,
the quicker we can do it.
Okay. We do it on a whole assembly line. We've been doing this a lot, so we've really gotten it down to a science. But the more the merrier. 100 people would be wonderful. We'd get it done in no time.
Okay. How do you sign up? How do you get to do that?
They can also go to our website. They can call our number. My email is on the website. If they want to do that, look me up and email me directly. I'll be happy to add anybody onto my email list. And I promise people, I do not send a lot of emails, but I do let people know when events, because it's a wonderful opportunity for families to work, do a project together.
Yes.
Our students can get service hours.
Yep.
And holding food drives, again, is a wonderful way for students to get service hours in any of their clubs or during the school year, but coming out and helping us pack these food boxes. So these food boxes we distribute, that we will pack, some will be distributed through We Care.
Mm-hmm.
Some will be distributed later in the summer through our school social workers.
Okay.
Some are distributed through LifeNet for Families, through Gateway Community Outreach. So we work with very closely with these other agencies in different parts of the county, and we try to all help. We share product when we have extra things. Whenever the people have food drives, the postal workers' food drive, we share. And that's all part of also the South Florida Hunger Coalition is making sure that, you know, we have enough throughout the county to distribute to all the people that need it.
And literally thousands are benefiting from what you do. So thank you. Again, the phone number, 954-792-6700. The website is SORFJCC, SORFJCC.org. And, of course, you can also call 211 First Call for help. Susan Bagelman, director of the We Care Food Pantry at the Soref JCC and Plantation. Jessica Shine, director of public relations and marketing. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to EASY's Community Focus, looking at the issues that matter in South Florida and the organizations and people that are making a difference. I'm Ellen Jaffe. Thank you for listening this morning. If you have comments or would like to suggest a topic, you can email me at ellen@easy93.com.